Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Fred Report Technical Market Call for December 29th, 2022, the last conference call of 2022, recorded call. First of all, a couple of housekeeping matters. If you have BDA you want to use up, and we've been contacted by a couple of people in the last few days, there are only 2 days left. Please get a hold of either me via email or Jack at 888-818-9917. Jack will actually handle any credit card transactions for you. I don't get credit cards myself, but I will help if we need to. Very good. Now let's get into the last call for the year. First of all, in the stock market, stocks are not acting in the seasonal fashion we expected, but we're seeing the same kind of continued weakness that we saw throughout the year. Value is still working and should work into next year, and growth probably will not do as well, but we will know by the end of January. Right now, we are expecting a good bounce in January, as there are several bullish factors going into the end of the year here. Most importantly, some of the tech names are very oversold. There has been a lot of options trading, and puts are elevated. We have not had the spike that I was looking for, but we did have elevated readings over the last week where the last rally started from. Apparently, according to Bob Robbins, my old boss, AAA bears are at a nine-week high. That's Non-Investors Intelligence, American Association of Individual Investors. It's not a survey we use, but it is at a nine-week high, and that is sort of bullish. My investors' intelligence numbers are also bullish, and there certainly is a lot of pessimism in the phone calls that I've been seeing. So there seems to be some risk off here, and we think we could see a bounce in the first part of the year. We will have our yearly forecast article out next week. We're working on that now. But my thought is that this coming year is probably going to be a trading range. We'll have a lot more on that. But things don't look super bleak. They don't look great. We're still seeing some of the problems with the internal indicators. And I was not expecting to see those, to be honest with you. But we still think we've got a good shot for a bounce in January. The tax loss bounce list, everybody is in all of the stocks, half positions, and we will take the second half of the positions as long as the stocks are below their buy limits on Friday's market close. And realize Friday is a full market day. Monday is a holiday, but Friday is a full market day. Let's talk about the bond market for a minute. Bonds are weaker than we expected, but I think trading 2023 should be a trading range. But I do want to mention something we mentioned back when bonds hit their last major low, and that is the indicators do suggest a divergence bottom in TLT, which would imply a lower low in price and a higher low in momentum, so we have to be prepared for that. If we get a false breakdown low in bonds in the next 3-4 weeks, we will try to buy that, and we will recommend buying that. Let's talk about the gold market for a minute. Gold, I think, is rallying in anticipation of a January rally. Accumulation is still kind of sucky on that, and we're up near resistance in the 170 to 172 area, but it doesn't look terrible, but it doesn't look great either. It doesn't look like it has when we've had really major rallies. We're also expecting some oil up move in January as China reopens. That's a little more iffy because we're also getting into the end of the seasonally favorable period. But that doesn't really end until February, March. So we could see an advance in oil over the next 3 or 4 weeks. The other commodities, there's really nothing to report. There's no changes. With that, I want to wish everybody a safe, happy new year. I want to say thanks to our clients for another good year. Knock on wood, we've had some good forecasting success this year. I just hope I can keep it up. We'll do our best. Everybody, again, happy new year. If you need Jack for your BDA, it's 888-818-9917. And again, happy holiday. Happy New Year, and drive safely.